Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Operation Sindhu reflects country's resolve, courage and growing strength on global stage. Progress in Naxal-affected areas displays restoration of peace and success of collective efforts to fight Maoism, asserts Prime Minister in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani. Prime Minister chairs NDA Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers meeting in New Delhi, stresses on adding momentum to development trajectories. India becomes world's fourth largest economy after US, China and Germany. Shiromani Akali Dal leader Harjinder Singh shot dead in Amritsar, and IMD issues red alert for heavy rainfall in coastal Karnataka as southwest monsoon advances further. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Operation Sindoor is not just a military mission, but the face of a changing India that reflects the country's resolve, courage and growing strength on the global stage. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi praised the valor displayed by armed forces during Operation Sindoor and lauded the precision and accuracy with which they destroyed the terrorist hideouts across the border.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने दुनिया भर में आतंक के खिलाफ लड़ाई को नया विश्वास और उत्साह दिया है। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर सिर्फ एक सैन्य मिशन नहीं है, ये हमारे संकल्प, साहस और बदलते भारत की तस्वीर है। और इस तस्वीर ने पूरे देश को देशभक्ति के भावों से भर दिया है, तिरंगे में रंग दिया है।
The Prime Minister stressed that Indian soldiers destroyed terror bases through indomitable courage with weapons, equipment and technology made in India. He credited the hard work of engineers and technicians for this victory. In today's episode of Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister lauded the progress in Maoist-affected areas, saying that the arrival of the first bus service in Katajhari village of Gadchiroli in Maharashtra and the rise of education in Dantewada district of Chhattisgarh reflect the restoration of peace and success of collective effort to fight Maoism.
आपको एक ऐसे गांव के बारे में बताना चाहता हूं जहां पहली बार एक बस पहुंची। लोगों को जरूरत थी लेकिन पहले कभी यहां बस नहीं चल पाई थी क्योंकि यह गांव माओवादी हिंसा से प्रभावित था। यह जगह है महाराष्ट्र के गढ़चिरौली जिले में और इस गांव का नाम है काटेजरी। काटेजरी में आए इस परिवर्तन को आसपास के पूरे क्षेत्र में महसूस किया जा रहा है। माओवाद के खिलाफ सामूहिक लड़ाई से अब ऐसे क्षेत्रों तक भी बुनियादी सुविधाएं पहुंचने लगी हैं।
Ahead of the International Yoga Day to be celebrated on the 21st of June, the Prime Minister said that the occasion reminds everyone to incorporate yoga in their daily lives. He informed that the government of Andhra Pradesh has started Yoga Andhra Abhiyan to develop yoga culture in the entire state. The Prime Minister said he will participate in the Yoga Day program at Vishakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a day-long conclave of National Democratic Alliance NDA Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers in New Delhi. During the meeting, the Prime Minister emphasized the need to add momentum to development trajectories and ensure the benefits of a double-engine government reach the people in an effective manner. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he also spoke about building stronger synergies in key areas, be it cleanliness, sanitation, healthcare, youth empowerment, agriculture, technology and more. The high-level meeting organized by the BJP's Good Governance Department focused on brainstorming key issues related to good governance across NDA rule states. 20 chief ministers and 18 deputy chief ministers belonging to all 20 NDA rule state governments took part in the meeting. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also participated in the deliberations. Talking to reporters after the meeting, BJP President JP Nadda said two resolutions were passed during the conclave. The first resolution praised the valour of the Indian Armed Forces and Prime Minister Modi's leadership for the success of Operation Sindoor. Mr. Nadda said the second resolution was related to government's decision on conducting caste census.
दो प्रस्ताव पारित हुए। एक प्रस्ताव ऑपरेशन सिंदूर सर्वसम्मति से पारित हुआ, जिसमें प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी की नेतृत्व क्षमता, सशक्त भारत, समर्थवान भारत और आत्मनिर्भर भारत कैसे बन रहा है, इसकी उस प्रस्ताव में चर्चा है। और जातिगत जनगणना, इस जातिगत जनगणना के विषय पर जिसको भारत की कैबिनेट ने मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में स्वीकृति दी है, जातिगत जनगणना पर भी प्रस्ताव पारित हुआ।
As the nation celebrates the success of Operation Sindoor, Akashwani News brings a special series dedicated to our armed forces to honor their unwavering dedication. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Lieutenant Colonel Ardeshir Borzorji Tarapor, who made the supreme sacrifice during the India-Pakistan War in 1965.
Born in Mumbai in 1923, Lieutenant Colonel Ardeshir Borzorji Tarapor was commissioned in Pune House in April 1951. The biggest tank battle of the Indo-Pak War in 1965 took place at Filora in Sialkot sector. During the southern thrust of Indian Army on Kaloi-Filora axis, the 17 Horse, commanded by Lieutenant Colonel A.B. Tarapor, advanced on the right flank. The regiment was assigned the task of delivering the main armor thrust for capturing Filora. It decided open launch a surprise attack on Filora from the rear. When the regiment was thrusting forward between Filora and Chavinda, it was suddenly counter-attacked by enemy's heavy armor from Wazir Wali. Lieutenant Colonel Tarapor defied enemy's charge, led his regiment to capture Wazir Wali. Unmindful of his injury, he led his regiment and captured Jasoran and Butur Dongradi. Despite the odds, he maintained his pivots at both places and helped the supporting infantry to attack Chavinda from the rear. Lieutenant Colonel Tarapor was mortally wounded in this action. The valor displayed by him in this battle, lasting over 6 days, was in keeping with the highest traditions of the Indian Army. Lieutenant Colonel Ardeshir Borzorji Tarapor was awarded Paramveer Chakra posthumously. The nation salutes him. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. India has surpassed Japan to become the world's fourth largest economy. Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam said India is now a $4 trillion economy as per the IMF data. Briefing media after 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Subramaniam said it's only the United States, China and Germany's economy which are larger than India.
We are a $4 trillion economy as I speak, and this is IMF data. India today is larger than Japan. So it's only the United States, China, and Germany which are larger. And if we stick to what is being planned, what is being thought through, it's a matter of another two and a half to 3 years, we would become the third largest economy.
The IMF, in its recent report, has said that India will remain the world's fastest growing major economy. We have a report.
The IMF had stated earlier this month in the World Economic Outlook report that India continues to remain the world's fastest growing major economy and the only country expected to clock over 6% growth in the next 2 years. According to the IMF, India's GDP currently stands at $4.3 trillion. India's GDP was $2.1 trillion in 2015. Since then, the country has more than doubled its economy. According to the report, the high rate of growth will see India's GDP increasing to $5.5 trillion in 2028, overtaking Germany to become the third largest economy. Reshma Tiwari with desk report for Akashwani News.
The rising Northeast Investors Summit 2025, which was held in New Delhi, attracted investment proposals worth over 4 lakh crore rupees. Delegations from over 80 countries from Japan to Europe to ASEAN nations participated in the two-day summit, which culminated yesterday. In his valedictory address, Minister for Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya said, the Northeast has emerged as a hub of global partnership and mutual interest. RJD chief and former Bihar chief minister Lalu Prasad today expelled his elder son and former minister Tej Pratap from the party for 6 years, citing his indecent behavior and irresponsible conduct. Announcing the move in a social media post, the former Bihar chief minister said that ignoring moral values in personal life weakens the party's collective struggle for social justice, adding that the conduct of Tej Pratap was not in line with family values or traditions. In Punjab, a Shiromani Akali Dal SAD leader, Harjinder Singh, was shot dead by unknown assailants in Amritsar today. The councillor from Jandiala Guru in the district was shot by bike-borne miscreants. According to Additional Commissioner of Police, Harpal Singh Randhawa, two bike-borne miscreants opened fire at the councillor from Jandiala Guru in the district. He succumbed to his injuries in hospital. Further investigation is underway. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry tomorrow. Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra can also witness rainfall tomorrow. The weather agency has further predicted thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Delhi, Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Punjab and Rajasthan during the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, the southwest monsoon has advanced into Karnataka, bringing heavy rainfall, particularly in coastal regions. Mangaluru, Panambur and Karwar recorded the highest rainfall. The IMD has issued a red alert for the coastal belt. We have more from our correspondent.
Torrential rainfall has disrupted normal life in the coastal belt of Karnataka. Gusty winds with incessant rainfall has uprooted trees leading to power cuts. Landslide is reported near Kavikalgandi Road. Gajnur Dam in Shivamogga is receiving steady inflow of 2000 cusecs on Tunga River, and authorities have warned of releasing 800 cusecs water from the dam in the last 24 hours. Near the birthplace of Kaveri River, Bhagamandala received a record 168 mm rainfall. Harang Reservoir with a capacity of 2859 feet is almost full. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
In Maharashtra, the IMD has issued an orange alert for rain, thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds in Palghar, Thane, Raigad, Nashik, Ahmednagar, Pune, Satara, Ratnagiri, Amravati and Wardha. The weather agency has also issued a yellow alert for 9 districts in the state apart from Mumbai and suburban Mumbai. Iranian filmmaker Jafar Panahi has won the top honor at the 78 Cannes Film Festival. His film, It Was Just an Accident, took home the prestigious Palme d'Or. The festival featured 22 films in its main competition. Cannes is considered as one of the world's most important film festivals alongside those in Venice and Berlin. In Ukraine, at least 12 people were killed and dozens of others injured in a combined missile drone attack by Russia today. As per the media reports, it was the largest aerial attack of the Russia-Ukraine conflict so far. Russia launched its military operation in Ukraine in February 2022, and Moscow currently controls about 20% of Ukrainian territory. This includes Crimea, Ukraine's southern peninsula, annexed by Russia in 2014. Star tennis player Novak Djokovic scripted history by clinching his 100th ATP singles title. The 38-year-old Serb yesterday bagged the 100th title of his stellar career after beating Poland's Hubert Hurkacz to win the men's singles title in Geneva Open. Djokovic became the third such player in the Open era to achieve the feat after Jimmy Connors and Roger Federer. Connors logged 109 titles while Federer recorded 103 titles in their distinguished tennis careers. And in IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Gujarat Titans by 83 runs in Ahmedabad this evening. However, despite the win, Chennai finished at the bottom of the points table for the first time in IPL history. The top four teams qualified for the playoffs that will start from the 29th of this month are Gujarat Titans, Punjab Kings, Royals and Mumbai Indians. For Gujarat Titans, the defeat has significantly dampened the team's prospects of finishing in the top two and securing a direct path to the first qualifier. In the second match of the day, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 261 for 3 in 19 overs against Kolkata Knight Riders in Delhi a short while ago. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Operation Sindoor reflects country's resolve, courage and growing strength on global stage. Progress in Naxal-affected areas displays restoration of peace and success of collective efforts to fight Maoism, asserts Prime Minister in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani. Prime Minister chairs NDA chief ministers and deputy chief ministers meeting in New Delhi, stresses on adding momentum to development trajectories. India become the fourth largest economy after US, China and Germany. Shiromani Akali Dal leader Harjinder Singh shot dead in Amritsar. And IMD issues red alert for heavy rainfall in coastal Karnataka as southwest monsoon advances further. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.